Welcome to the Golf Betting Podcast. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. We have a couple of tournaments this week. It's the week after the Open Championship and all the shenanigans that went on at St Andrews through till Monday of this week. Congratulations to Zach Johnson, a worthy champion whose short game was absolutely exceptional. It was a great battle with a lot of the elite or the world's elite really giving it a good go to get the job done in the rain and the wind on Monday. In terms of the golf this week, we need to crack on with 10 minutes of the show. So the RBC Canadian Open takes place on the PGA Tour, and we also have the Amiga European Masters on the European Tour. I'll quickly start with that. Let's run you through the European Tour predictor model as pulled together by Paul Williams. As ever, Golf Betting System. Put that into the search engine of your choice, or and naturally, I should also say subscribe to this show. But place Golf Betting System or Golf Betting Tips into a search engine of your choice. You'll come across the website. Our predictor model, unique online in terms of its ability for you, not just us, but for you to be able to pull together your own model free of charge that gives you a good short list of players that statistically should fit the tournament. So I'll take you through the top 10. 10 defending champion David Lipsky, 125 to 1 with Stan James. 9 is Richie Ramsey, another winner around Crans-sur-Sierre, 35 to 1 with Betfred. 8, Victor Debrison, 28 to 1 with Stan James. 7 is Tong Jiajidi, 30 to 1 with Betfred. 6 is David Howe, 40 to 1 with Stan James. Top 5, Tyrrell Hatton at 5, 55 to 1 with Betfred. 4 is Danny Willett, 16 to 1 with Betway. 3, Sergio Garcia, 8 to 1 favourite with Coral. 2 is Bernd Wiesberger, 16 to 1 with Bet365. And number 1 on Paul Williams's published Amiga European Masters predictor this week is Tommy Fleetwood, 22 to 1 with Betfred. So Fleetwood, Wiesberger, Garcia, Danny Willett, Tyrrell Hatton. If you're looking for some value below that top 10, Felipe Aguilar might interest at 110 to 1. Gregory Havre, 125 to 1 at 14. Romain Wattel, big chances for Wattel, 125 to 1 at 16. Graham Storm got beaten in a playoff here last year, 200 to 1 at 17. And also Adrian Ortegi, 275 to 1, and Marco Crespi, 350 to 1. And right towards the bottom of that top 25 list is the American Paul Peterson, 140 to 1 with Bet365. Across to Paul's actual tips, of course, you can read his full betting preview at Golf Betting System. Crans-sur-Sierre Golf Club, Crans-Montana in Switzerland, always hosted this tournament since the mid-70s, I believe. It was actually a Seve Ballesteros redesign in 1999. The course itself is a very short 6,848 par 70, all about accuracy, all about hitting greens in regulation, or you can miss greens, but you have to putt like Jordan Spieth to get the job done. It's as simple as that. It's either for someone with an unbelievably hot putting blade or someone that can hit plenty of fairways, plenty of greens, and then you don't have to putt too stringently. I'll take you through Paul's tips. Naturally, number one predictor model position, Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way, 22 to 1 is Paul's leading player. Struggled with his putting as he so often does at St Andrews, but on a course where anything above 80% greens in regulation is a massive, massive plus, Fleetwood has that kind of record around here, and we all know great ball striker. If he does what he usually does from tee to green, his putting around here is more than acceptable on the bent Poa newer greens, and that is his best putting surface, it has to be said. So Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way, 22 to 1 with Bet365. Next up, a really consistent young German, Max Kiefer, 1.5 points each way at 40 to 1 with BetVictor. The fact that he actually learnt to play golf on the same course as Martin Kaymer seems to come through on the fact that he really is a Mr. Consistency. He's racking up paychecks each and every week on the European Tour, but also pulling together some fantastic results and starting to get very close to the winner's circle. So Max Kiefer, 1.5 points each way at 40 to 1 with BetVictor. Next up, a typical, or not typical, but a Frenchman that's extremely neat and tidy, has already finished second here in previous visits, Gregory Bordy, point each way at 70 to 1 with Betfred for the Frenchman, Gregory Bordy. And finally, I mentioned him earlier, Paul Peterson, half a point each way, 150 to 1 with BetVictor. This is actually a co-sanctioned event with the Asian Tour, and Peterson has been playing exceptionally well, the young American on that tour. Very similar to David Lipsky in his outlook and the way that he's coming up the golfing ranks. So Paul Peterson, half a point each way, 150 to 1 with BetVictor. Paul thinks that Peterson, the course at Cairns, will really suit the young American. Also, Gregory Bordy, a point each way, 70 to 1. Max Kiefer, 1.5 points each way, 40 to 1 with BetVictor. And Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way, 22 to 1. That's the Amiga European Masters. Don't forget Golf Betting System for Paul's full preview and the predictor model. Across to the RBC Canadian Open, which this week is actually being played at Glen Abbey Golf Course, which is a Jack Nicklaus design near Toronto in Ontario. An interesting course in itself, another short course this week, par 72, about 7,300 yards. But it's a rarity for a Nicklaus course, where it's a classical course that's tree-lined, very thin fairways, not that you have to hit them to actually win the golf tournament. Branch Snedeker 2 years ago had a terrible, I think it was 60th, in driving accuracy, but still got the job done with an exceptionally hot putter. But Shez Reavy, when he won here in the past, also Nathan Green, very neat and tidy tee to green. It's not that big a difference from Cairns on the European Tour. Let me take you through the top 10 of my published predictor model this week. 10, Ryan Palmer, 33 to 1 with Sky Bet. 9 is the Australian Matt Jones, 90 to 1 with Stan James. 8, Jim Furyk has to have a big chance. Remember him last year at Royal Montreal being blown away in the final round by Tim Clark. 16 to 1 with Bet365 for Jim Furyk. 7, the enigmatic Charlie Hoffman, 55 to 1 with Stan James. 6, last week's winner at the Barbasol, Scott Piercy, 40 to 1 with Bet365. Top 5, Jerry Kelly's at 5, 80 to 1 with Sky Bet, neat and tidy. 4, Luke Donald, 25 to 1 with Stan James. You can also grab 28 to 1 at Coral. 3, Jason Day, 9-1 favourite, Bet365. 2, Bubba Watson, 18-1 with Sky Bet. And number 1, you won't be surprised, Matt Kuchar, who came, I think he was second or third here back in 2013 behind Snedeker, 16-1 with Paddy Power. So Kuchar, Bubba, Jason Day, Luke Donald, Jerry Kelly make up the top 5. If you're hunting for a little bit of value, this name really does jump out. Number 11, just a snidge outside of those top 10. On a course where a hot putter really gets the job done, and he was in the top 10 here 2 years ago, Aaron Baddeley, 175 to 1 with Stan James on Baddeley. We've also got William McGirt, who's a real Canadian Open expert and gets plenty of results here, 100 to 1 with Paddy Power. Andres Romero, another Canadian Open regular who seems to get some very consistent results at this golf tournament, and he certainly needs them because he's struggling to keep his card. Okay, my tips for the week. I'm actually looking at a couple of those names that I've just mentioned. Top five of this week's predictor model, I'm going Luke Donald, 1.75 points each way, 28 to 1 with Coral. Love the look of Donald. 60 in the world rankings, needs to get top 50 ASAP to get into the Bridgestone Invitational in 2 weeks, and that's a big milestone for Donald. Next up, I'm going for the very talented Brian Harman, 0.75 each way at 70 to 1. Neat and tidy, really known for his putting, but of late it's been his accuracy and his ball striking that have really come to the fore. Third at the Travelers a couple of weeks ago. If the putter does warm slightly, you get the feeling that Harman's going to put in a big performance this week. Next up, Matt Jones, another that I've been really interested in this season. Jones quietly going about his business and as an outside chance of making the International President's Cup team. But Matt Jones, a real putting expert and also a par 72 expert, 0.75 each way, 90 to 1 with Stan James. And then I'm going for 3 triple digits. Andres Romero, 0.5 each way, 100 to 1, loves the Canadian Open. Daniel Summerhayes, 0.5 each way, 100 to 1, loves Nicklaus golf courses and does tend to get lots of results in July for Daniel Summerhayes, 0.5 each way, 100 to 1. And then finally, Luke Guthrie, 0.75 each way, 125 to 1 with Paddy Power. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Podcast. I'll see you again next week. Goodbye.